This recording, Brazil 12, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comagat Secure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Coma gets a cure. Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinarian nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a desert district of a territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a suburb private practice in North Square near Duke Street Tower. The area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, the itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unnecessary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Coma, Coma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Coma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered an ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold onto Coma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much," Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. The knee is a very important joint because it is one of the joints in the human body that gets replaced. It gets wear and tear because it belongs to the lower extremity, which is a closed kinetic chain joint, which means when I walk, all the forces that come from the ground to my foot will create passive range of motions on the knee, creating wear and tear of its meniscus, ligaments, and also the cartilage. So unfortunately, that's why we end up replacing our knees, unless there is a trauma. So the knee is what maintains us as an independent being. When people start having issues with the knees, the floors are very much so at a distance. They no longer want to bend and go and search for things under the bed. And that's why we love kids. Older people absolutely love kids because of our knees are not in such a good shape. So the knees have ligaments on the medial side, but it's on the inside of the knee, and then on the lateral side, which is the outside of the knee. And that stabilizes in what we call bow-legged, which is the knee going inward, and knock knee is the knee going inward, and bow-legged, the knee going outward. And so sometimes you have damage to the knee. As you are a football player, for example, a person can run into your thigh or right on at the level of the knee joint and creating injuries for the ligaments, which I could name it for you. Let's go for it. medial collateral ligament, anterior cruciate ligament, and the medial meniscus. It's called the unhappy triad. Everybody gets sad at the same time.